The first round of arrests began at 8 o'clock Thursday morning. It was an emotional scene with many breaking out in chant and song. Natalie Kurashima was one of the 200 protesters on the mountain that morning. She says overall, the interactions with law enforcement remained peaceful.
One of the officers was doing like a honi with everybody, like a ha, you know, where you touch foreheads and noses and breathe in together before he arrested people. People were crying, but it was kind of something we knew was going to happen anyway.
Earlier in the week, officers had warned protesters they would be arrested if they continued to block vehicles from reaching the top of Mauna Kea. Those arrested were taken to Hilo Police Station and released after posting a $250 bail.
This is the last thing we wanted to see happen, and it was very unfortunate.
Dan Meisenhall is the spokesperson for the University of Hawaii, which subleases the land from the state. He says this week's construction on the telescope caps a 7-year process.
TMT has done everything that they're supposed to do. There's more than 20 public hearings, and they have the permits and they have the right to proceed. But this is a divisive issue on our campus, and and that's something that we're definitely going to have to work on.
The incident was the latest in the ongoing battle surrounding the controversial 30-meter telescope. Astronomers call Mauna Kea's summit one of the world's best places to see the stars, while environmentalists and Native Hawaiians say the sacred ground is in need of protection.
We're for the protection of our mountain. We're for the protection of our natural resources. For the protection of our sacred site.
Lanakila Manguel has been on the mountain for the past week. He believes the project violates conservation land regulations.
It's conservation land, and all that UH has done since they've acquired it is develop it. That's not what conservation is for.
Manguel and others say Thursday's events have only strengthened their positions against the TMT. They plan to continue their protests along with legal challenges against the project. Molly Solomon for HPR News.